Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a weekly podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves. My name is Darren Fode, and this Best of Authors on Tour podcast was recorded live at the Tattered Cover Bookstore, one of the premier independent bookstores in the nation, with three locations in the Metro Denver area. You can visit www.authorsontourlive.com for a complete list of upcoming podcasts. Wait a minute, it's time to begin.
The book is a memo to the president-elect, and it's a little bit of a contrivance because it is to be read by the president-elect on election night, and yet it's out now. And despite the fact of being kind of a how-to book for the president, it is basically a book for the American people to understand what the issues are in national security that the next president is going to have to deal with. I thought up this book as I was sitting at Gerald Ford's funeral at in the Washington National Cathedral, and all the presidents, former presidents, were there, and the current president was there, and I kind of thought about the power of the American presidency and how much hope it held and how important it was for people to understand the challenges of it, the limits of it, the possibilities of the presidency. I also do teach a course in which I say foreign policy is just trying to get some other country to do what you want, all it is. And the question is, what are the tools that you have for that? My course is a national security toolbox. So the first part of the book is a little bit about how presidents have put their teams together and what are the tools that are available. And I had a great time going back and looking at how former presidents did things. I personally had worked for President Carter and President Clinton, but I loved a quote from Warren Harding, not one of our best, who actually said, "I wish there were a book that would tell me what to do." So here it is. A little late for Warren Harding. But I liked also the concept that Doris Kearns talks about when President Lincoln put together his team of rivals. And so I advocate putting together a team of people with very different ideas and to have a president who really wants to listen to a lot of different ideas. I describe how the National Security Council system works, why it is that the Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense automatically dislike each other until they unite in disliking the National Security Advisor. It doesn't happen in Denver, but in Washington, there are a lot of smart people who show their smarts by making the person next to them look stupid. So I advise getting people who respect each other's opinions as they provide the diverse opinions. I do advise the next president to get exercise, and I went back and I looked at what various presidents did, and the one that truly surprised me was John Quincy Adams, who liked to swim nude in the Potomac. There was a reporter who had been trying to get an interview with him and hadn't been able to, so she went down to the banks of the Potomac and sat on his clothes, and he granted her the interview neck deep in water. So there's some good stories in various ways in the first part. The second part is actually about the issues themselves, and I do think this is going to be one of the hardest presidencies because of the difficulty of the national security issues. There are five big trends that I point out that the next president is going to have to deal with. First, how to fight terrorism without creating more anti-Americanism. There are terrorists who want to kill us, and we have to kill them. But the bottom line is we have to know the enemy and not make more terrorists. The second big issue is to deal with the breakdown of the nonproliferation regime. There are more countries that have nuclear weapons and want to have nuclear weapons. And going with the first issue, we have to make sure that the worst weapons don't get into the hands of the worst people. The third big issue is democracy. I am chairman of the board of an organization called the National Democratic Institute that promotes, and I underline, promotes democracy abroad. Imposing democracy is an oxymoron. And it has given democracy a bad name. And as people have thought that there ought to be more democracies in the Middle East, which I happen to agree with, but it's a little hard to look at Iraq and say, I want my country to look just like that. So democracy has a bad name, and I think we have to restore democracy's name. The fourth big issue has to do with globalization. People come into my office and they say, how can we stop globalization? Well, you can't stop globalization. But I do think we need to mitigate some of the negative aspects. And I think the one that I focus on is the gap between the rich and the poor. Both at home and abroad. And if we were all rich, it would be very nice. If we were all poor, it would be too bad, but we'd all be the same. But what's happened now is that the poor know exactly what the rich have. And while there is no direct line between poverty and terrorism, there clearly, when people are disenfranchised or marginalized by society and have no vision of their own future, they then become very ready as an environment for recruitment by those who are dissatisfied. And the fifth big trend has to do with that whole bundle of issues which finally have come to the fore on global warming, climate change, and energy issues. So just by listing those, you can see that it means a different style has to be presented by the next president that shows those are issues no matter how great our military is, and it is great, and we owe it a huge debt of gratitude. Those are not issues that can be handled by military force. They have to have political solutions. They have to have cooperation through international organizations and alliances, and so the style has to be different. Now, within those five big trends, we are dealing with two hot wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, and their unintended consequences. The biggest unintended consequence of Afghanistan is Pakistan. And I say in the book that Pakistan kind of contains all the elements that give you an international migraine. Nuclear weapons, terrorism, poverty, extremism, corruption, and now an unstable government. And Afghanistan, where things were going better, are going worse now. We're sending more Marines there, and NATO has to become more active in dealing with a resurgence of the Taliban that is literally fueling itself with the money that they get from selling poppy, which makes opium. So I think that that is a big problem. And Iraq, of course, I have labeled in my last book, which was about the role of God and religion in foreign policy. You make predictions and you hope they come true. I'm sorry this one did, which is that I think Iraq will go down in history as the greatest disaster in American foreign policy. And I think that means that I believe it's worse than Vietnam, not in terms of the number of Americans who've died, but in terms of its unintended consequences and what it has done not only to that country and the region, but to America's reputation. I think many of us, when we think of America abroad or my kind of slogans and words have more to do with Omaha Beach and the Marshall Plan and the Alliance of the Americas and kind of a sense of what we were doing. Now, to people under 30, which is the majority of the people throughout the world, America means Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. So I think that that war and its biggest unintended consequence, which is the rise of Iran, is something that the next president has to deal with. We have to have different relationships with countries. The Europeans are our best allies. They have to stop examining themselves, but we need to work on that relationship. We have to develop a relationship with an autocratic Russia and a rising China and India. And I haven't even mentioned the issues in Africa and Latin America. So there are a huge set of agenda items on the table of the next president. And so what I hope that this book will do is provide the readers a kind of a context for the issues that the next president's going to have to deal with and think about what role the United States should have and how we should participate for the security of the American people. So that's what it is.
That's all for this Best of Authors on Tour podcast. I'm Darren Fote, and this podcast was recorded live at the Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver, Colorado. Stay pod tuned in the coming weeks for many more authors as we podcast Authors on Tour.